And welcome to episode 68 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. I hope we are well. It is actually a wee day before when I normally record these. It's Wednesday, the 18th of September. I've got a wee busy day tomorrow, so instead of like letting it kind of pile up and having it at the end of the day or recording at the end of the day, I thought, you know what, I'll just do it today and have it all set up so it just is with you tomorrow, which is amazing that we can do these things nowadays. So yeah, it's been a busy old week. What have I been up to this week? I was at classes on Sunday, which was amazing. I'm actually looking at my diary to be like, what happened this week? But how bad is that? That's a sign of old age, isn't it? Yeah, what happened? Lots and lots of content creation, lots of reaching out, doing some different stuff, lots of looking into different ways to grow and different ways to kind of push both businesses forward. And then yesterday I just took myself off and went for a wee hike up Ben Vorlich and at Loch Earn. I've actually done the other Ben Vorlich before, and when we done that we thought it was this one, but obviously it wasn't. So it was tough. It was a really, really tough climb, but actually it wasn't a really, really tough climb, but I said at the beginning of the year I was going to do like admin every month, which is obviously, I injured my knee at the very beginning of the year, so like that put that out for quite a few months. So I done Ben Leedy or Leedy, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. I done that in the summer and then done this one, just a wee solo hike. So yeah, there was elements of it that you were like, I could just go back, nobody would ever know, do you know what I mean? But we all know that the feeling you get when you get to the top, and that can be at the top of the mountain, that can be at the top of reaching a goal, that can be reaching a desired body composition, that can be anything, literally anything, something that you accomplish in life. And so a lot of my posts this week has been about failure and about kind of relentless consistency and trying really hard and not really giving up at the first hurdle. I think today's society has got everybody, not everybody, I'm not going to be that guy, but there's a lot of society today that just kind of expect, and they expect to get things, or they expect things not to be hard, or they give up when it starts to get a little bit hard, or there's so many examples here, isn't there, really? But recognising that even when it comes to like a weight loss journey or a transformational journey in spiritual or emotional, or even going from like, if you are a listener that is a domestic abuse survivor like myself, even that transformation there's a lot of uncomfortable things that you need to go through, uncomfortable realizations, uncomfortable feelings, uncomfortable talks and chats, and no matter what it is that you have to step through, or whatever uncomfortable scenario you need to go through, be that if it's a physical feeling, whether that's an emotional feeling, whether it's an internal feeling, whether that's a whatever it looks like for you. Because I could be here all day, like it could be this, it could be that. Whatever it is, recognize that it's so important to go through these things, and the only way to come out the other side is to go through. And sometimes we can feel that little element of like uncomfortableness. I'm totally aware that's not a word, but we've just made it one. But sometimes we can go through, like we can just start to feel that moment, and then we retreat and we pull back because it's just uncomfortable. But recognizing that actually just persevering through those uncomfortable moments, the incredible things that are on the other side are literally huge. Like they're so beautiful. The moments you'll have on the other side are beautiful. The light bulb moments, the realizations, the accomplishments, the courage, and actually the confidence that comes off the back of actually doing all these things. So that could be, like I said, it could be it could be hiking, because actually I'm on a chat with these it's like a walking chat. I'm not sure how I got upon it, but I'm on it. And there was girls saying, oh my goodness, like I would love to be able to do that, blah blah blah. But like it literally about I'm worried about slowing people down. They're worried about not being able to do it. Da, 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 da. Literally, you are it's you versus you. Like forget about everybody else, forget about that fear of judgment, forget about that fear of failure, forget about that fear of whatever. Like actually stepping up and stepping forward and saying you're going to do something and actually doing it, you're building trust within yourself. And when you build trust within yourself, that is where your confidence will grow. That is where your self belief will grow. So like a couple of posts I've done this week has been like what I last November I done snowboarding for the very first time. And me and the kids were in Lapland, and my brother and his girlfriend came. It was the most I've never been, by the way, one of the most magical experiences of my whole entire life, and I'm 38. But part of what we've done, we didn't do the Santa thing. My kids are a wee bit older now, so they were having none of that. So we did go and do a bunch of other stuff, seen Northern Lights. Wow, amazing. And we went and did snowboarding. And Mila was actually very natural at it. I was not, and Dylan was not. And Dylan could get a wee bit frustrated at times and got kind of annoyed with himself, and I was saying like you just need to keep going, like no, great started being great. It's like it can't just be amazing at something straight away. And he's so used to being so naturally, he's very naturally clever, he's so used to being so natural at things and just getting things straight away that he struggled a little bit with like his sister getting it quicker than him, or he's more so his little sister getting it quicker than him. So it was dead important that me as the mum wasn't and didn't have the same mindset. So I felt, I cannot tell you how sore my backside was on that day. But and I have a lot of like injuries from past things. And I also like I train, I like I'm very my physical health is really, really important to me. So like not getting an injury was like quite paramount. And obviously this was November and I was doing Hyrox in February as well. I'd obviously had this whole knee injury as well, like on and off. And but it was really, really important for him to see that it doesn't matter how many times you fall, you'll get right back up and you'll try again and you'll try again. And eventually both of us did successfully complete this beginner slope, and it's a great feeling. It is a great feeling. But like that, even yesterday in my hike, there's so many times I was like, "Oh my goodness, I could just turn around, like I'm here by myself." Blah, blah, blah. But I was like, I had to have a word with myself and be like, "No, actually, like the feeling you're going to get when you get to this top is going to be worth it. The not only the views, which are spectacular in the Scottish Mountains." But like that feeling of accomplishment, that feeling that you've actually never gave up, you kept on going, you stepped through and kept on moving, kept on walking and got to the top. And I think it's really, really important to echo how important these things are, how important it is to just have that word for yourself and overrule that little voice that comes in your head that goes, you can't do this, you give up, da 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 da. And overrule that whole feeling of giving up and that feeling of failure and that feeling of it doesn't like it doesn't matter what you're going to connect this to. You can connect this to any part of your life. It could be a hike, it could be a skill that you're trying to achieve if you're like a sports person or a gymnast, or even like a skill within your career, a skill within I don't know, like if you're learning something new, if you're learning a new musical instrument, if you're learning to sing, if you're learning whatever it is, I just automatically go to the creative stuff, but it could be anything, learning a new language, if it's something in your career, if it's just something in your life, every achievement comes from embracing those challenges and learning from your failures and just staying committed to the cause, committed to what it is that you want out of life. And recognize that you are going to go through these points where you're like where it's really testing you, and they're so and it's so such an easier road to just not bother. Like you can take the easy road if you want, and you don't gain the achievements, or you don't gain that feeling of pride, that feeling of accomplishment, that feeling of like I've done this. Or you can keep on stepping, you can keep on walking, you can keep on marching, you can keep on pushing through and get those incredible feelings and get those accomplishments and get those rewards on the other side. And I think it's so important to like absolutely shout this from the rooftops that if you want something, you need to work for it. If you want whatever that is in your life, it is not going to come and land on your lap. And you know what? If it did, it wouldn't feel as good. It really wouldn't feel as good. When you have to work for something, that feeling is unmeasured. That feeling of accomplishment and pride in yourself and confidence in yourself and the like, I don't even know how to pronounce this properly, like how to word this properly, but like the ignition, maybe, of your self-belief, like your actual believing in yourself. The trust that's built in all of these occasions where you are relentlessly stepping through, even though every single part of you is telling you to stop. Now, obviously, there's a other side to that where if you're injured and you're stuck trying to push through a challenge, whatever, like there needs to be a line where, like, is this going to serve you? Is this going to move you forward? If it's going to put you backwards, obviously that doesn't make sense. But for the most part, these challenges, these uncomfortable situations, these places that are just testing the waters, like they are going to grow you. And recognizing that that is so important is absolutely paramount to your growth. There were so many years that I went through just that whole plodding along, that whole Western word where we go, oh, I'm just plodding along, just plodding along. I must have been plodding along for about a decade, probably more than that. And in the last 4 years, I have grown and developed more than I have done in my whole entire adult life. And if I can shout this as loud as I possibly can, so that other people get to experience the things that I have experienced in the 4 years and the things that I'm going to experience more so, because I keep pushing myself into weird, uncomfortable, different scenarios, then the world is going to be a better place, because there'll be people in it who are happy, there'll be people in it who are working towards a purpose, who are living in their purpose, who are living a life of peace and gratitude and love and joy and fulfilling their purpose and fulfilling their life and fulfilling what they want from their life. So if I can be a little teeny tiny cheerleader of that, then I am a happy, happy woman. So I hope this serves you well, and I will be with you again next week. If any of it lands with you, as always, just drop me a wee message, or if there's anything that's triggering, if there's anything that you need guidance or help with, please, please, please don't hesitate to just drop me a wee message. I am always up for a chat, as you can tell. And I love a wee voice note, as my coach probably loathes. But yeah, have a fabulous, it's absolutely beautiful. It's been a beautiful couple of days here in Scotland and Glasgow, and it's stunning. So if you're listening to it now, I hope it's still beautiful. And if you're listening to it in future, do you know what? Regardless, just keep smashing your goals. Have a fabulous day, and I'll speak to you again next week. Bye.